Is it positive for young people to live by themselves? It can potentially be positive for young people to live by themselves, but it depends on the individual's circumstances and personality. On the one hand, living independently can promote self-sufficiency, responsibility, and personal growth. It can also offer more privacy and flexibility in terms of lifestyle choices. However, living alone can also be challenging and lonely, especially if one lacks a supportive community or struggles with mental health issues. It's important for young people to weigh the pros and cons and consider their own needs and preferences before deciding whether to live alone or with others. Besides cooking, are there any other skills that people need to learn if they live on their own? Living on your own requires a whole bunch of skills beyond just cooking. For starters, basic cleaning and maintenance skills are important to keep your living space clean and functional. Learning how to budget and manage finances is also crucial to avoid getting into debt or financial trouble. Additionally, basic home repair skills like fixing a leaky faucet or changing a light bulb can save you money and hassle. Time management and organization skills can also come in handy to balance work or school with other responsibilities. Overall, there are a lot of life skills that can be helpful to learn if you're living on your own, and it can be a great opportunity to grow and become more self-sufficient. What kinds of people tend to live by themselves? Living alone is an attractive option to a lot of different people. Some may prefer the independence and privacy that comes with living alone, while others may simply enjoy the peace and quiet. Young adults who are starting out on their own, or older adults who have recently become empty nesters, may also choose to live alone. Additionally, people who value their alone time and introspection may opt for living alone as a way to recharge and reflect. Ultimately, I think anyone can live by themselves if they feel comfortable and fulfilled doing so. What can schools do to help young people to be independent? I think schools can play a crucial role in helping young people to develop independence and self-sufficiency. One approach is to encourage student involvement in decision-making processes, such as allowing them to choose their own electives or extracurricular activities. This can foster a sense of responsibility and autonomy. Another approach is to provide resources and guidance on important life skills like budgeting, time management, and problem solving. Encouraging students to take on leadership roles in school clubs and activities can also help to build confidence and self-esteem. Overall, I think schools can help young people to be independent by promoting self-awareness, providing resources and support, and encouraging them to take initiative and be proactive.